Welcome to Impact to Income. This is Tyler Watson here. Today we're going to dive in on a little trade secret, I guess you could say, on the enrollment process. And this is something that anybody could do at any time to help take people from a place of not knowing if they're fully enrolled to a place of knowing. And this is called the COI versus the COA. So the cost of inaction versus the cost of action. And so if somebody has a goal that they're working towards and you're talking to them about that goal and they say, okay, well, let's say, for example, they haven't achieved their goals and their goal is to make $100,000 in a year, right? And maybe they're making $40,000 right now. So goal will be to then take where they're at and see what the cost is of not changing, and this is called the cost of inaction. So if they continue doing the same thing that they're doing and their goal is to achieve, their goal is you know, it's 100,000 and right now they're making 40,000, so the cost of inaction is 60,000. So I don't know if I switched those numbers there, but you get the point. So whatever their goal is minus whatever they're making or wherever they're currently at, that is the cost of inaction. If they don't change, and it's going to cost them that much by not changing. Okay. Now, the cost of action is simply the cost of them to actually do something. This could be financially, emotionally, whatever it might be. So let's say your program is $10,000. And let's say you're actually helping them to create their goals. So if they don't change what they're doing, and they're trying to create $100,000 and they've tried for over 2 years to create $100,000, but they've maxed out at, let's say, 50 grand. Cost of inaction is 50,000. Now, over the course of 2 years, it's $100,000. Over the course of 5 years, then you keep going and going and going. So that puts it into perspective to say, this is costing a lot more. Now, not just financially, but what about emotionally? The feeling of not achieving, what's that feel like? Or the feeling of the inability to get what you want, to see where you want to go. All those things have a cost. And then to say, okay, great. So let's say we go through this system that you've created, your product, your service, and we actually help you start moving toward that goal. What's that worth to you? And you give them that perspective to say, well, gosh, you know, if I'm trying to go for 100,000, I'm at 50 right now, then it's worth 50,000. What about over the course of 2-3 years? Oh my goodness. And then it puts it into perspective to say, yeah, and what if you do want to go to 200,000 or 300,000? So over the course of 10 years, this could be worth millions. So the price, you know, the cost of inaction is this. The cost of action is only $2,000 to get in a program, 15, 30, 60, whatever your program is. So I just want to share this because this is a very powerful way to communicate and help people see the problem and take action on what they really want. So cost of inaction versus cost of action, COI versus COA. And if, and at the end you say, great, so if the cost of inaction or if the cost of action is less than the cost of inaction, then do it. But if the cost of action is greater than the cost of inaction, then don't do it. It's not a wise investment, right? So it puts it into perspective to help people think logically about making a decision. So hopefully this helps you guys as you're going out and sharing your messages and really helping master the enrollment. Go through and get that down, the cost of inaction versus the cost of action, and help people really make that choice. Thanks for joining me today. Tyler Watson here with Impact Income. Be sure and join our Facebook group at tylerfb.com and the Enrollment Masters. And we'll see you on the next show.